Imagine in Sarah with less than half an inch rain in a year. If it rained, you're building a big, enormous ship. Could you be more ridiculous? That's what it is. That's how it looked like, logically. So, if you arrive over there, you will be like that. The water and the fire will serve you. And when I say refuge, refuge, that the water and the fire will be your slave. Yes?
Did not the sea become a friend to Noah and Moses? Did it not become overbearing in vengeance against their enemies? Was not the fire a fortress for Abraham, so that it raised smoke from the heart of Namrud? Did not the mountain called Yahya tip itself and drive off his pursuers with blows of stone?
These are good questions. Any answer? Do you have any answer to this? Huh? You? I ask you. Was not the fire a fortress for Abraham?
Yes, it was.
Excuse me, what does that mean?
That means he entered the fire.
So?
And he wasn't burned.
So?
So the fire was his refuge.
So?
His refuge actually from Nimrod.
So?
That's what happened.
I found no value in all this speech you gave me. That's the problem. When we talk about Abraham, you think about someone, somewhere in the history. We're talking about you. Abraham is you. Noah is in you. Moses is in you. That's why we talk about these guys. Historically, really, I don't know any Abraham who walks in the fire and blah, blah, blah. This is the soul of love. Over there, we are not talking about a historical fellow doing a historical thing. We are talking about you being able to do this magic. Yes. You could make the ocean open. You could walk underwater. You should build up the ship. If you believe in that rain which is promised. That's how it works. Look at the message, how compact it is, how precise, because a parrot has told the wrong parrot. Don't worry if you, there are parts of it that you don't get it, because we come back to all of this. These are the basis. We talk about all of this, but look at him. He starts with, you! Die! You should do this! Blah, 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 blah. He would arrive to a point and say, do you remember? Do you remember Yahya? Yahya means the one who gives life. The one who... Yeah, the giver of life is Yahya. Or reviver is Yahya. That's why he baptized Jesus. That's how it works. Right? And Yahya was the guy who flew to the mountain. Remember we talked about a group of people going to Kaf and stuff? The same story goes with Yahya. But we are repeating the Yahya at the end of it for you to understand, not Yahya. We want you to be Yahya. You know why? Because the mountain will call you. Remember, mountain for Rumi is this, you know what he say? Do a little bit, it will attract you. Start walking in the path, and the path will bring you. Because we believe in the attraction first. Do you remember what was the first thing I said about God? He is beautiful, and I know nothing else. Later we discovered, what is beauty? It's an attraction, it's not in me. It's a magic, which will grab my attention and eyes. It will happen. If you believe in all these stories, listen, O Yahya.
O Yahya said, come, take refuge in me, that I may be thy shelter from the sharp sword.
So you remember, we said, if you're thirsty, looking for the water, water is looking for you. If you're Yahya, means the guy who wants to revive the dead body or dead existence of yourself, the mountain is calling you. We count on that one. This is the magic of love. The magic of love is, in a way, that we believe in that magic itself more than anything else, because that's the chance, that's the luck. And the end of the story. Yes.
How the parrot bade farewell to the merchant and flew away. The parrot gave him one or two counsels full of savour, and after that bade him the farewell of parting. The merchant said to her, go, God protect thee. Just now thou hast shown to me a new way. Said the merchant to himself, this is the counsel for me. I will take her way, for this way is shining with light. How should my soul be meaner than the parrot? The soul ought to follow a good track like this.
As simple as that. You see, a long story, a complicated one. And with him, he went here and there, all of the branches. At the end, shook parrot. You know what happened? This merchant, he was changed. He's a new man. He's following the path of this parrot because he realized that he should lose something to gain something. And that thing to lose is you. And don't worry, you will get a better one. Why? Because the goodness is calling you. So, he said, I will take the path of this parrot. Because the path is bright. And I can do it. If my parrot could do it, so could I. If my thought, my inner thought, my belief in love and things like that could get rid of myself, so be it. I'll do it myself. I'll get rid of myself. And that's the last point of love. So whenever you think about the love, you should turn around, think this and this. At the end, you should come to a point to realize that love is a process of giving up the self for the magic of love to work. Not anything else. Because you should believe in that magic. The magic that doesn't start with you. Whenever you think about doing something, you start with this me. And what can I do? Your Holiness, it didn't start with you. You're in the middle of something and you're part of it. You're the lucky part of it. If you keep the self, good for you, good for the animal one. You have a short life here and you will go. He told you this. Do you remember? He talked about this. He said, whatever you do will vanish. The only thing that will be inherited is heart. That will remain. So your tendency towards heart is the one that is attracting you. Give into it. Because every single way you try it, you will come to this conclusion. That's the end of the story of love for the moment. Because we never go out of this story. We are in this story for good, up to the end of Masnavi. But he talks about it. Let's see what did he say about love.